welcome to the new season. We welcome Zach. We welcome Jesse. And if you are joining us for the open rehearsal or an audition, can you raise your hand so we can see you? Welcome. If you're joining us, we're going to have our open rehearsal for about an hour, 7:15 to 8:15. We'll take a short break. We have some snacks and cookies over here.
So please do not eat them in this room.
Thank you very much. I can eat them here, but not at all. And then we will do some makeup, vocal check-ins if you're a current member of the chorus. And then thank you for your patience, new singers, while we do that. And then we'll audition people that we have signed up. Okay, and thank you all for being here. It's going to be a good season, and take it away.
Hello, hello, hello. Nice to see everyone. All the new faces, welcome. I'm Zach. I'm the director. Let's stand up and let's sing. If we can all reach all the way up to the sky. And to your left. And to your right, and reach behind you, and reach in front of you, and roll our shoulders forward, and let's roll them back. Ooh, wow. We'll leave them back and down. Good, if we can all massage our faces a little bit, foreheads. Moving to the temple, to the cheeks, and all the way to your jaw. Just loosen any tension you have. Great, can we have D flat major, please? We'll go smaller today. And breathe, and. Good, good, good. So I'm hearing a lot of. And that means that the sound is far back, that the air is far back, and that we're not creating resonance that's making its way all the way through the front of your head. So if I can hear, can I hear wherever we left off? As opposed to. Ready and breathe. Yes, and good breath. Nothing should change except that your tongue is lower. Right? Everything's the same, everything's relaxed. Ready? And. Good breath. Good, good, good. I'm seeing a lot of. Sorry, stop. I'm seeing a lot of. Your jaw should stay in the same place the entire time. It should have that ah vowel. If you need, you can put your hand right below your bottom lip, just to feel that nothing changes. Ready, and breathe. One foot can be a little bit in front of the other one so that you have lots of balance. Knees a little bit bent, not locked, so that I don't have to pick you up off the floor. All right, can we have C major, please? We're gonna go. This is the one time you don't need to blend with each other. This is just to create that resonance. Ready? One, and breathe. Okay, yeah. But don't do the opera thing where we slow down. Ready? One, and two.
Breathe.
this rehearsal for the next 40 minutes or so. We're going to work on the Brahms Song of the Fates that we'll be singing in November, and then the second half we'll do check-ins and auditions. So, for those of you who are returning members, I got really, really excited and created a pronunciation guide. So for next week, I'll have you write in some things into your score. But for this week, we'll work on it together. The first verse especially is a lot of a lot of mimicking. This piece is really, really, really cool. If you haven't listened to it, go home, listen to it. There's an amazing Berlin Phil recording with Claudio Abbado. Oh my God, oh my God, amazing. But we're gonna start on page 3, measure 19. And we're just gonna read for a little bit and then we will go back and fix some things. For now, can we just do it on da, 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 every note da? And while we're sitting, let's make sure that your music is between your eyes and my eyes, sitting well. We'll start right at letter A. Right at letter A, measure 18. Measure 19, and what we're going to do is tenors starting at measure 19 and sopranos starting at measure 21, we're going to sing together at the same time. Ready? 2, 3. Good. Can we do it with a better breath this time? It's unison, it's a mimic. Ready? 2, 3. Exactly. Bass is in alto, same spot. Raise your hand if you're alto 2. Alto 1. Great. Bass 2. Bass 1. All right. Here we go, pick up to measure whatever it is, 19 and 22. 2, 3. Good, good, good. So, it's important that we follow the stem. So the bass 1 and alto 1, singing the up stems, there are a couple spots where it crosses, and bass 2 and alto 2, the down stems, the ones that go down. Can we do bass 1 and alto 1 on the F? Bass 1 and alto 1, 2, 3. Yeah, da 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 da. We gotta get down to the C sharp, right? Everyone singing. together. Zusammen. Two, three. Going on. Okay, fine, never mind. Great, okay, it does the same thing. Good, let's do it. Let's go measure 24 with the pickup, tenors, and sopranos. No, this isn't gonna work because there's a weird thing at the end. Tenors and basses, pick up to 24. Ready? Two, three. Time, then we'll get to sopranos and altos. Can we follow the dynamics, please? Even though we're just reading. Two, three. Altos, please. Pick up to measure 28. Measure 18 standing up, please. I know we're reading. I'm hearing a lot of da da da. Da da da. Measure 18 sounds like this. Is the gods should be feared by the human race. They hold their rule in eternal hands and can use it as it pleases them. The orchestra are the gods. We are the humans. But there should be fear in our sound. But the fear, you'll hear a bunch of different recordings, and certain recordings have separation between the notes. But I think, and Kedrick agrees, that it's way more scary and way more fearful if we can have complete legato while the orchestra is blum, blum. Es fürchte die Götter das Menschengeschlecht. There's so much more, scariness in there. If it's not da 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 da, you can disagree, but that's what we're gonna do. So, repeat after me. Es fürchte. Yeah, so let's talk about this umlaut. So, this umlaut is an open umlaut. It's okay. Can you make an I sound?
Yeah.
And then make an U sound? Just U? Like book? Good, now we're gonna say the I through the U lips. So go U. Yeah, exactly, so rounded lips with the I. Fürchte. Good, now, the R should be flipped here. So just one roll. Fürchte. And no SH sound. It's a ich laut, meaning that it's like the word hugh, hugh. There's air going just above your tongue towards the front of the teeth. Hugh. Fürchte. Yeah, one more time. Fürchte. Perfect. Es fürchte.
Es fürchte.
Die Goethe.
Die Goethe.
Good. I need to hear two T's. Goethe.
Goethe.
Yeah, sorry. Two T's meaning the sound comes in and stops on the T and goes out on the T. So Goethe.
Goethe.
Exactly. Das Menschen.
Das Menschen.
Geschlecht.
Geschlecht.
And that CHT is the same as the other one. It's that shh, 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 like a cat a little bit. Not quite. Geschlecht.
Geschlecht.
Good, good, good. All right, shall we sing it?
Yeah.
Let's try it. Basses and tenors, right on your entrance. Keep going, we're gonna go a little faster. Sie halten.
Sie halten.
Die Herrschaft.
Die Herrschaft.
In ewigen.
In ewigen.
Händen.
Händen.
Und.
Und.
Not und, but und.
Und.
Können.
Können.
Sie brauchen. So this is the only time in this whole piece that we have what's called an ach-laut, and this is, the air is a little bit further back in the throat, and it's still, you're not, but it's just going right over your tongue, but a little bit further back. It's not the, but it's the, so, sie brauchen.
Sie brauchen.
Yeah, wie's ihnen,
wie's ihnen,
gefällt.
Gefällt.
Good. All of these prefixes and suffixes that are schwas, so like gefällt and brauchen, ewigen, basically the schwa is supposed to be a toned down version of the vowel that comes just before or just after. So it's not a universal sound. It's basically like, as my friend described it in Germany, we're in a warm, harmonic jacuzzi of sound, and you don't want to disrupt the vowels in the word. So it's not ewigen, ewigen. The whole word should be very round. Brauchen, not brauchen, right? You don't want a big bubble, just a rumble, okay? All right, now that we all have a weird thought in our heads, Sie halten, pick up to measure 24, singing. Here we go, ready? And.
Sie halten die Herrschaft in ihren Händen und können sie brauchen, wie sie.
measure 31, and at the end of measure 27, tenors and basses is together. It's a long belt. Yeah? Good, good, good. Let's sing from the beginning, on the words. Standing up, please. With that fear of the gods. The gods are being feared by us. Measure 18. Starts with the breath. Standing, and let's just read together, right? Starting on letter B, on da, please. Da, da, da. Ready? Measure 36 on da still.
Oh.
bases, or sorry, all bases, the last note of 45, make sure that we know which note is ours. Yeah. Good. Sopranos and altos, pick up to the measure 36, please. Can we do one more time? 30, pick up the 36. Ready? And yes. First alto's last note of measure 45. Ready? See how the stems go? Can we do that one more time? It's a bit weird. Ready? Exactly. Second alto's. That are pointing down. All right, everyone, standing up, pick up to measure 36, please. Still on down. Ready, two, three. That's auf Klippen und Wolken. Chairs are set around golden tables. And you'll hear in the orchestra, dong, ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. This is my favorite part of the whole piece. And there's just so much space here for us to have these like big round golden tables, chairs, royalty, the most kind of elegant singing we have. Okay, but now in German. All right, der.
Yeah.
Good. So it's going to be an A and then an almost schwa A. Der.
Der.
Good. So no R. It's called the vocalic R, but der.
Der.
Good. Fürchte.
Fürchte.
Right? And you already mastered that word 2 pages ago. Sie.
Sie.
Doppelt.
Doppelt.
So it's an open O. A, A. Not doppelt, but doppelt.
Doppelt.
Yeah, doppelt.
Doppelt.
Den.
Den.
Je.
Je.
Good, and I want to make sure that I don't hear any diphthongs. I don't want to hear Y-A-Y. Yay. No, je.
Je.
Good. Sie erheben.
Sie erheben.
Good, so same thing, the B-E-N, erheben, it's the same warm jacuzzi. All right. Den hier, sie erheben. Good. Okay, going on. Pick up to 40. Auf Klippen.
Auf Klippen.
Good. I need to hear two, not two P's, but a double P. So the P going in, the P going out. Auf Klippen.
Auf Klippen.
Und Wolken.
Und Wolken.
Good. So not uns, but und. And then vol is the same vowel as doppelt. Wolken.
Wolken.
Sind.
Sind.
Good, so the final D becomes a T. Sind Stühle.
Stühle.
So now we're going to do the other umlaut, the closed one. So make an U.
U.
And now make an E.
E.
Now you're going to say E through your U lips. So, yeah, so we had the A through the U lips, and we have the E through the U lips. Don't even get me started on the other ones. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, good. Sind Stühle. Bereitet. Goldene. And that's the same open vowel that we had on doppelt and wolken. Goldene.
Goldene.
Tische.
Tische.
That means tables. Great. Any questions? I know this is quick. It's okay. Phil.
We sing auf Klippen. Auf Klippen. Or how do we put the
note? Auf Klippen.
So it's like a 30-second note of a little quick.
The P needs to happen at the end of the first note before the second note.
Klippen.
Auf Klippen. It'll be great. I'll tell you if it's too much or too little. Thank you. Yes?
Who has graded them as falsetto?
Yes, of course. The question was, can I read it as full sentences? Actually, we will see. Der Fürste sie doppelt den Jesir heben, Auf Klippen und Wolken sind Stühle bereitet und goldene Tische. Let's sing it, let's try it, why not? Standing up, pick up the 36, auf Deutsch. Sopranos, I don't want to hear a... Ready, two, three. Most of it, that's high, just whatever it needs to be beautiful. Everyone else, we have to work way harder so that the sopranos can do that. Carl!
46, where should the B ones put the duh on count two?
Golden, right?
Well, 46, we're on the moving part where we hit the G on the count two. Do you want to hit duh ahead of everybody else on two? Or hold the vowel?
Sorry, base one.
Yeah.
Goldna. Let's do D and E on the last quarter note. Goldna tish. Does that make sense? Any other questions?
We'll do as printed.
As printed, exactly, yes. Okay, good. The last thing I want to say, tenors and basses, measure 39. We need to make sure that that last note that we sing does not get cut off early, okay? Heben. That way the sopranos and altos come out of our energy. Auf Klippen. One more time, pick up the 36, and then we're gonna do the entire thing to where we've gotten. I need a better breath though. Measure 19, 20. This is the, like, sixth stanza. Okay, that's the fear, yeah? And then royal for the second stanza. All right, here we go, measure 18, letter A. Sounds beautiful, much longer vowels, not es fürchte die Götter. Yeah? Same thing, ready? a vowel. Take a seat for just a moment, but then you're gonna have to stand back up. Two things. One, every time we have a schwa, so tische or fürchte, we need to make sure that we don't accent it. So it's not tische, tische. When you speak it, you barely hear it. When you sing it, you have to, but tische. That's how you'd hear it. So Goethe, Menschen, Geschlecht, you know? And then the last thing, the cool thing about German, and this is why I hate French, don't tell the French people, is every single thing that you see, you need to pronounce. I need to hear every T, K, S. There's so many little consonants in there that are going to help us bring this to life. So, Es fürchte die Goethe. And it's not about doing extra consonants. It's about having as much air on the vowels as the consonants. It's super easy to go. Es fürchte die Goethe. Es fürchte die Goethe. We need as much consonant as vowel that we have. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. And overdo it for now. I'll tell you if it's too much. Let's sing the whole thing one last time, and then we'll take our break. Oh, the fear of the gods. All right, here we go. Letter A, now. Long vowels, lots of consonants. Good. Good, hey, sorry, stop. But I heard, it was amazing, mention Geschlecht. Geschlecht. I need to hear it all. Right on the tenor bass entrance. Ready?
Big K.
Reinhard aufklippen. Und aufklippen. Pick up to measure 40. Sopranos and altos. Tenors and basses coming on measure 40. Ready? And. You have a question about notes?
Yeah.
Please.
Top of 10 to 38, that G flat, I can't find it.
Great. We will check it.
Is it C? Okay, yes, okay.
Yeah.
And then measure 43, the bare right hand.
Yeah.
Roll that up.
No, we'll never roll an R.
Never roll an R.
One flipped R.
One flipped R.
Bare right hand. Yes, good question. In German. Yes, good, good, good. So, for next week, I will give you some homework. Just to write in any words that you don't know, the pronunciation or the translation, because this is what's going to bring this story to life. That's two stanzas out of seven. Stanza one repeats later. So, we're almost there. Great. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a 10-minute break for those of us who are staying. Everyone else, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Oh, Phil had something. Sorry.
Music is glorious and gorgeous and beautiful. And the chorus committee, we're like the ice in the 7-Up. You know? So we do all the social things to make people happy and things like that. Just to give you a heads up. Thank you, Sopranos, for setting up chairs. Thank you, Tenors, for bringing snacks. Alto, we look forward to you setting up chairs next week. Here at 6:30, and basses, you have the great privilege of bringing snacks. There we go. For those who are leaving now, make sure you put your chairs away and see you.